Pratamam, the whole Pratamam Mundakam presents the entire Upanishadic teaching in a nutshell. It's called Sankshepa Kathanam. Then Vistara Kathanam is what? The whole second Mundakam presents the teaching elaborately. Now we'll go to the second Mundakam today, sum up. Summary of the second Mundakam, second part of the Upanishad. The second Mundakam presents the Paravidya, mainly Paravidya is presented in the second Mundakam. And Paravidya is the aim of the Upanishad, the absolute knowledge. So aparavidya as a preparatory knowledge is presented here and there. So this middle part, the second Mundakam, the middle part or the central part of the Mundaka Upanishad consists of 10 mantras. Second part, the first section, the second Mundakam has two chapters, two sections. The first section has 10 mantras. You know that. So, in the first section, who is the Acharya? Angiras. Angiras, the Acharya, the teacher, unfolds the nature of Brahman, the reality, as the Jagat Karanam. So the main discussion in the first section of the second Mundakam is Jagat being, the Brahman being the cause of the universe. So Brahman as the cause is described in the first section. That means what? Brahman is the Srishti Sthiti Laya Karanam. Brahman is the Srishti Sthiti Laya Karanam. What does it mean? Brahman is the origin of creation. Brahman is the origin of sustenance. And Brahman is the source of resolution also. Srishti Sthiti Laya Karanam of the Jagat is Brahman. And to explain that, Upanishad presents a mantra. Tadetat Satyam Yatha Vispulingaha Sahasrashaha. Remember that mantra? Vispulingaha Sahasrashaha. Mention it. Write the line. You can put dots, you can write afterwards. No? Yatha Vispulingaha. Yatha Vispulingaha. In fact, that there is a conflagration of fire, and from the conflagration of fire, many, many, many millions and thousands of sparks arise. Then they again remain and resolve in the fire. Similarly, from Brahman alone, varieties of beings, living, non-living, mobile, immobile, varieties of beings are born of Brahman, exist in Brahman, they resolve in Brahman. This is the thing. This is the that first mantra. Mantra presents the Jagat, Brahman being the Jagat Karanam. So you can say here, in this chapter, Upanishad presents the Srishti Prakriya, the method of unfoldment through the analysis of, through the cause-effect analysis or Karanakarya Prakriya or Srishti Prakriya. Srishti Prakriya means analyzing the creation, analysis of the creation. So by analyzing the creation, Upanishad helps us to arrive at the truth of the creation. And then to talk about the creation, And this first mantra, the first section of the second mundaka elaborately discusses creation. In fact, simple, you know, from Brahman, the whole jagat of mobile and immobile beings, inanimate, animate beings have come into existence and they exist in Brahman and all of them resolve in Brahman. If we say teaching is over, isn't it? But Upanishad, what does it do? Upanishad presents many mantras and wherein Srishti is elaborately discussed as what? No, from that Brahman alone, all the Pashavaha, Vayamsi, all the birds, animals, trees, rivers, all of them came. Remember the elaborate discussion of the Srishti. Why it wants to talk about? Because anything that is here is nothing but they are all from Brahman alone. Nothing here exists outside of Brahman. So this elaborate presentation of the creation. So what does it, when you say, by presenting the elaborately the creation, how from Brahman, what all have come into being. Having said that, Upanishad reveals that Brahman is the Jagat Karanam. Because everything has come into being from Brahman, Brahman is the Karanam and Jagat is the Karyam. Upanishad establishes Brahman is Karanam, Jagat is Karyam. By establishing this, Brahman is the Karanam, Jagat is the Karyam, what Upanishad wants to say, convey is, Karanam cannot be away from, distant from the Karyam. Cause cannot be. It's nice, isn't it? From Brahman, everything has come into being. Like what? Like the fire sparks, like millions of sparks of fire are born of fire, then they go back into fire. Similarly, from Brahman, all varieties of beings have come into existence. Then again, all the beings which have come into existence from Brahman, they resolve in Brahman, they go back to Brahman. By saying this, Upanishad presents, Brahman is the Karanam, Jagat is the Karyam. The third point is what? Third point is, Brahman is the Karanam, Jagat is the Karyam. Then Brahman, the Karanam can never be away from the effect. Cause cannot be away from the effect. Like what? Where the chain is, there alone the gold is. Where the table is, there alone the wood is. Where the ocean is, there alone the water is. Isn't it? That means there cannot be distance between the cause and the effect. Therefore, if Brahman is the Karanam, Jagat is the Karyam, then Jagat is not separate or distant or away from Brahman. So Brahman is not away from Jagat. Therefore, the whole Jagat is Brahman. And the whole universe is Brahman. How do you arrive at it? Whole Jagat is Brahman. By understanding, Jagat has come into being from Brahman. Therefore, what? Jagat is Karyam. What is Brahman? Brahman is Karanam. Isn't it? How do you say Brahman is Karanam? Because from Brahman alone, everything has come into being. Therefore, what? There is no distance. There is no separability. Therefore, what is this Jagat now? This whole universe is Brahman. So what was before this creation, this universe came into being, what was there? Brahman. Where is Brahman now? Brahman alone is in the form of the universe. For us, Lord is never away from the universe. This is the three steps. From Brahman, everything has come into being. Therefore, everything which has come into being is as good as the effect. Brahman is as good as the cause. And cause can never be away from the effect. Therefore, the whole creation is nothing but Brahman. Is it clear? This is the main thing you arrive at by understanding the Karana Karya Prakriya or Srishti Prakriya, analysis of the creation, or you can say analysis of cause and effect. This is presented in the second section. Therefore, one Brahman alone appears as many. All the variety is not outside of Brahman. Therefore, but one who knows this Brahman becomes free from the knot of ignorant. Vikirati, avidya granthim vikirati. That is the next mantra. Having said this much, this is the avidya granthim vikirati. Remember that verse, mantra? Vishwam tapaha saha avidya granthim vikirati iha somya. Remember that. Saha avidya granthim iha vikirati means what? The one who knows that Brahman becomes free from the knot of ignorance. He resolves the knot of ignorance. Then, I told you one more thing. There's the differences in we can say three forms of differences are possible. Names are different, forms are different, purposes are different. So, nama bhedaha, rupa bhedaha, and karma bhedaha. Purpose, isn't it? Name is different, form is different, and karma bhedaha means the purpose. The purpose it serves is also different, isn't it? These differences are there. If you take, suppose, all the ornaments, varieties of ornaments made of gold, if we take, chain is different, bangle is different, ring is different. Ornaments, names are different, chain, bangle, ring, etc. Forms are different. The purpose also is different, isn't it? Chain you wear here, bangle you wear in your hands, rings you wear in the fingers. So the purposes are different. But the differences are there only with reference to nama, rupa and karma. But with reference to gold, there is no bhedaha. Similarly, the mobile beings, immobile beings, animate beings, inanimate beings, you know, sentient, insentient, all these differences are here, but in reality, the truth of all of them is one and the same, which is Brahman. Therefore, idam sarvam Brahma, purusha yevedagum sarvam, yad bhotay yachabhoyam, idam sarvam purushaha eva. This last line comes from Upanishad Mundakam also. Idam sarvam. Idam sarvam means what? This entire universe is Brahman. Where is Brahman? Where is the Lord? This entire universe is the Lord. The entire universe is Brahman. This is what we arrive at. So what is that we understand of Brahman is the karanam, jagat is karyam. From Brahman everything has come into existence, and therefore jagat is the karyam, Brahman is karanam. Therefore Brahman and karanam and karyam are inseparable and non-separate. Therefore the whole jagat is Brahman, you arrived at. But what is that Brahman? His point is what now? What is that Brahman? For Brahman is X. No? With that you have been understanding. What is that Brahman? We say that Brahman is Sat, pure existence. Sat, pure existence. So how to arrive at the pure existence, the Brahman? How to arrive at the reality? When you see this chair, that is this table or something, when you see this table, how to arrive at the truth of the table, isn't it? You have to arrive at the truth of the table being wood. Similarly, how to arrive at the truth of the jagat being sat, the existence? Isn't it? How to understand what is the karanam? What is that Brahman? What is that Brahman? You have to understand karanam is one, cause is one. Effects are many, always. Cause is one, effects are many. Gold is one, chains are many, ornaments are many. Wood is one, the wooden furniture. Now, the articles are many. Clay is one, earthenware are many. Karanam is ekam. Cause is always one, effects are many. Then, so we can say karanam ekam, karyam anekam. It is bahuni. You can say that. When you understand now, karanam is one. This karanam, cause is always what? The effect is subject to change. Cause is not subject to change. Second point. Therefore, cause is that, the karanam is that which remains in all three periods of time. Cause is one, cause is unchanging. Therefore, cause is that which remains in all three periods of time means what? Before the effect is brought into existence, before the effect comes into existence, and while the effect is existing, and even after the effect is destroyed, the cause continues to be there. Trishu kaleshu abadhitam karanam. Trishu kaleshu, how do you understand what is past, what is present, what is future? For example, if this is made of plastic, no, before it was made, plastic was. Now, plastic continues to exist in this form. Even it breaks, specks will break, plastic will continue to be there. So, before, past, now, present, after it breaks, future, isn't it? Trishu kaleshu abadhitam tishtati, no? So, the cause is that which remains unchanging, indestructible, indestructibly in all three periods of time. So, cause is one, cause is, therefore, cause is what now? Nityaham, nityam. Karanam, karanam ekam. Now, second feature is what? Karanam nityam. To arrive at how karanam is nityam, you have to say all these things. Cause is unchanging. Effects are subject to change. How cause is unchanging? Before the effect comes into being, and when the effect exists, and even after the effect is destroyed, cause is always. With reference to effect, cause is that which remains before its existence, before its birth, during its existence, after it breaks also, it continues to exist. Therefore, trikala abadhitam. Karanam is that which exists in all three periods of time. Therefore, karanam is nityam. Point two is what? Nityam. Ekam, nityam. Second point is nityam. And when you say karanam is nityam, you can say immediately what? Karyam is anityam. Karyam anityam. Therefore, you can say, now cause is never dependent on the effect for its existence, whereas effect definitely depends upon cause for its existence. Therefore, karanam swatantram. You asked me, jnanyama swataha. Karanam swatantram. Karyam paratantram. Cause is independent. Effect is dependent. Therefore, swatantram, the third point. Third feature. Then, we can say, the fourth thing is, and cause is all pervaded. There is no place, no part which is not pervaded by the cause. The chain is completely pervaded by gold. The bangle is pervaded by gold. Any furniture is pervaded by wood. Isn't it? You can't say this area, there's no wood. You can't say. The whole effect, whatever is known by the word table, is completely pervaded by wood. For cause is all pervasive. Sarvagatam. So now you have to remember these four features. Karanam, ekam, karyam, bahu anekam. Karanam nityam, karyam anityam. Karanam sutantram, karyam paratantram, dependent. And karanam sarvagatam, isn't it? Karanam sarvagatam. Karyam na sarvagatam. That you can say that. Not all pervasive. So the four features. Now, these are the, generally we understand. Suppose whether you take the example of clay and pot, or gold and chain, or wood and furniture, or even light and opaque object, if you take any cause and effect, you arrive at these four points, four features. Any karanam will be one with reference to its causes. And any karanam is what? Any karanam is definitely there before the effect is made, causes, and in the form of effect, cause alone exists. And even when the effect is destroyed, still cause continues to be there. Isn't it? So, and then cause is never dependent on the effect, but effect is dependent on cause for its existence. And cause pervades the effect totally. Very simple, isn't it? Whether you take simple example of clay and pot or golden ornament. How many ever ornaments you see, the substance out of which the varieties of ornaments have been made, that substance is one always. The jewelry shop, how many things does he have? Only one. One thing. For which you are paying money? You are paying money only for one thing. Know that. Whether you pay money for chain or you are paying money for or bangles or for ring, the money is paid for what is weighed there. What has the weight? Chain doesn't have weight, isn't it? Gold alone has the weight. That is why gold always cost is one. And cause definitely is eternal. With reference to an ornament, eternal means what? Cause is, before the chain was made, there must have been a gold. Chain cannot come out of something, nothing, isn't it? Before the chain was made, gold was. In the form of chain, gold alone continues to be. And even when the chain is melted, still gold will continue to be there. Therefore, trikala abadhitam karanam, isn't it? Nityam. Then this gold is not dependent on the namarupa chain or bangle for its existence. Gold can be in the form of biscuit, or gold can be without being a chain or ornament. But there's no chain or ornament which can exist without the gold, isn't it? This karanam is swatantram. And the gold, the cause, pervades the entire effect. Remember, these are four important features you have to remember. Karanasya guna. Karanasya, the features of the cause. One, eternal, independent, all-pervasive. Remember? Now, this is we understand the features of any cause with reference to any effect. And now, what do we understand now? We also know the word Brahman. There is Brahman. Upanishad simply presents in the verse. There is Brahman, and from that Brahman alone, this Girayaha, Nadyaha, Sendante, all these rivers have come into being, the whole Prapancha has come into being, Characharam, Jagat, elements, all of them have come into being from Brahman. We do not know who that Brahman is, what that Brahman is. Therefore, we assume what now? Okay, if everything has come into being from Brahman, this Brahman is what? The Karanam. Jagat is the Karyam. If it is the Karyam, then definitely, just as I don't see any Karanam being away from the effect, therefore Brahman also is not away from the Jagat. Karanam is not away from the Karyam, therefore Brahman is not away from the Jagat. I arrive at it. Thereafter, I analyze the features of the cause. Whether any cause, if I take any effect and see the cause there. Take a chain, then analyze what is that out of which it has come into being. Does chain, what is this chain? A chain is nothing but gold. Why? From the gold alone chain has been made, isn't it? Out of gold on chain has been made. That means the chain karanam is this. Then when you analyze, you get these four features. Karanam ekam, karanam nityam, karanam sarvagatam, karanam swatantram. Now, these, what is that Brahman also must be, if Brahman is, this is the arriving, how this is the next step now. If Brahman is the Jagat Karanam, Upanishad says, from Brahman the whole Jagat has come into being, therefore Brahman is the Jagat Karanam, Jagat is the Karyam, therefore what is that, we see only the Jagat, how to arrive at that Brahman, what is that Brahman? You use these four features. Anything in this universe, what is that in this universe which has these four features, that alone is the Karanam. Is it clear now? That which has these four features alone is the cause of Brahman. We know Brahman as a Jagat Karanam. So Karanam should have these four features. Is it clear? Now you search for it. And how to arrive at it? What is that? Brahman must be one. Brahman must be eternal. Brahman must be sarvagatam. Brahman must be sarvasatantram also. And here the Upanishad tells you, come on, you are always experiencing Brahman. Because when you see the chain, you are seeing the gold along with that. Therefore, when you experience the whole Jagat, you are experiencing Brahman along with the Jagat. You cannot experience chain without experiencing the gold. So also, you are experiencing Brahman when you are experiencing the Jagat. But we don't know. Upanishad says, when you say any object in the world, when you refer to, how do you refer to that object? Mic is, door is, light is, chair is. Well, whenever you refer to the existence of a present object which is present, whenever you refer to the existence of an object which is present, how do you say? You use the verb is, you use the word is, or plural form are. Mic is, chair is, table is, light is, living being is, non-living thing is. There, he says, you have to separate. What do you understand there? When you say mic is a name and form. And the is, the meaning of the word is what? Word is. The word mic indicates the namarupam, the object. The word is indicates isness. Isness is existence. Is it clear now? We never think about the meaning of the word is. All our attention is only on the namarupam chain. We never pay our attention to the gold, design, chain. We see only that. In fact, nobody will accept. Nobody, we are never paying money for the Namarupa. We are paying the money for gold. But unfortunately, our attention is only on the Namarupam chain, not on the gold. Isn't it? Unfortunate thing. Similarly here also, we always mention that is, this is, everything is. We pay the attention to only the Namarupa. We never pay attention to the meaning of the word is, which implies isness, meaning existence. And that existence, now we analyze, existence here is always, existence is one. Okay, first you take any object, you understand how you refer to the existence of a given object, then in that, when you refer to the existence of a given object by a statement, for example, Mike is, you refer to the existence of this object called Mike by saying Mike is. And in that sentence Mike is, the word Mike indicates this name, a given name of a given form, a given object. The word is indicates isness, which is existence. Therefore, of these two, Mike and existence, or Mike and isness, isn't it? Existence is one. Mikes may be many. Not only mikes are many, all the isness can be, isness has to be with every different namarupas also. Mike is, table is, chair is, light is, people are, flowers are, women are, men are, isn't it? Whether you use the word, plural word are or is, that are and is implies the existence. So objects are different, names are different, forms are different, woman is, man is, isn't it? The names are different, forms are different, purposes are also different. Nama bhedaha, karma bhedaha, rupa bhedaha. Table is, name is different, form is different, purpose is different. Chair is, name is different, form is different, purpose is different. Nama bhedaha, rupa bhedaha, karma bhedaha. But existence is one. Is the meaning of the word is, which is used with every namarupa, that existence is one. Is it clear now? You are arriving at now. How to arrive at what is that Brahman, isn't it? So existence is one. Sat. What is existence in Sanskritam? Sat or Satta. Sat or Satta means existence. Existence is one. And this existence, suppose when you say table is, existence is with the table. And before the table was made also, existence was there or not? Existence was with what? Wood. So wood was, when you say, which means, which wood which was continues to be now in the form of table. Therefore, the existence before the table was made, existence was with wood, and after the table is made, existence continues to be with the table. And even the table breaks and you cut into pieces, in India means we will use it as a fuel. Okay, here you put it outside and somebody takes for recycling. In India we use everything, we never waste anything. Everything we use it, burn it. You know? So after it is burnt or destroyed into ashes also, what happened now? Name has changed. Why? Because form has changed. The purpose also is different. Before, which was used to sit on, or now it is thereafter used for burning, isn't it? Thereafter what? It becomes, ashes becomes manure. Purpose also changes. But what did not change with that? Existence. Wood was, table is, now coal is, isn't it? Fuel is. Then you can say what now? Still ash is, manure is, isn't it? The existence shifts its association from one namarupa to the other namarupa. existence shifts its association from one Namarupa to other Namarupa means, existence does not move, existence is always there as one. In the existence, the Namarupas keep changing. Is it clear now? Therefore, existence is one, existence is eternal. Existence is always there. Before the Jagat came, what was there was Brahman, the existence. Now, where is existence? Existence, the Brahman, is in the form of Jagat. When the Jagat will resolve, still existence will continue to be. There is never a time existence is not. Never a time existence is not. There is no such thing called non-existence. Understand this? There is never, existence never becomes non-existent. Existence is always beginninglessly, endlessly, changelessly. Existence is always with all the changing Namarupas. Is it clear? So existence is one, existence is eternal. This, if you have to go home, if you go home, please refer to Bhagavad Gita, 2nd chapter, 16th verse. Nasato vidyate bhavah, na bhavo vidyate satah, ubhayorapi drishtontah, tvanayostatva darshibihi. There is no such thing called non-existence. Shunyavadi has to shut up and go away. There is no such thing called non-existence. What is always is pure existence, Sat. Therefore, existence is one. You know the features of the cause. Any cause is always ekam. We are it. Therefore, the existence is one. Now, cause, any cause is eternal, nityam. Now, we understand what? Existence is nityam. Then, cause is independent. Cause does not depend upon the effect. We understand here the sat, the pure existence, Brahman, also independent. How? When you say, Mike is... E stands for existence, mic stands for the object, Namarupa. Here the existence is not dependent on any Namarupa or karma or any object for its existence. Is it clear now? Existence cannot, does not depend upon any Namarupa for its existence. Whereas, can you mention one object's name without using the word is? Chair, mic. And you say, what is chair, mic? Yes, the words, no? How will you say that it is existent? It exists. To say, if you simply say chair, it becomes just the word. To say this person is existent, this thing is existent, you have to say what? Is. Isn't it? Therefore, existence is not dependent on the Namarupa or object. The object is dependent on existence. Therefore, existence is Svatantram. Satti, Svatantram. Satta, Svatantra. Then we say this, no, Sarvagatam. Any cause is all-pervasive. Any cause all-pervasive, you have to understand. With reference to chain, gold is the karanam. Therefore, no part of chain is not pervaded by gold. No part of the wooden furniture is pervaded by wood. See, entire furniture is pervaded by its coarse wood. Similarly, with reference to this small effect, you understand cause pervades the effect. With reference to whole prapancha, what is that one thing which pervades the whole prapancha? Existence. Why? There is no namarupam, no object which is not with is the word with is and are. Isn't it? When you say, you have to say, I am, that amness, isness, arness, arness is a plural. You are arness. Isn't it? Then they people are arness. I am amness. This is isness. All this means what? Existence only, isn't it? Therefore, the isness, existence is with everything. Therefore, existence is all pervasive. Is it clear now? Therefore, we analyze this. Now, I'm supposed to do that, but anyway, the Upanishad teaches us like this, so it's easy to understand. Because existence, pure existence, this existence alone enjoys these four features. Any cause of any effect enjoys these four features. With reference to Jagat, Brahman is the Karanam means, Brahman the cause should enjoy the four features. So what is that Brahman indicated by Brahman enjoying these four features? Ekam, Nityam, Sarvagatam, Swatantram, Sarvagatam. We arrived at existence alone enjoys these four features. Therefore, existence is Brahman. What is Jagat Karanam now? Sat. Or Satta. I got this. It's good, isn't it? To know this. Jagat Karanam, Brahman is what? Now, what is that Brahman? Sat. Pure existence. That is why, whenever you talk about the word Sat or Satta, the existence, that pure existence is Brahman. Therefore, pure existence is Brahman. When you say Mike is, you know, Mike plus existence. When you say light is, light plus existence. Name and form plus existence. Any object is. When you refer to any object, saying this object is, which means object, the name and form plus existence. That existence which is experienced as the meaning of the word is, along with any nama rupa, is what I told you even in Dakshinamurti Stotram, Sad Abhasaha. Remember, manifest existence. Sad Abhasaha. Existence with nama rupa, you never experience existence without nama rupa. Existence with the Namarupa is what? Manifest existence. Existence without Namarupam becomes pure existence. So if you say this whole Jagat is, Jagat stands for the universe, E stands for isness, Jagat is, when you say Brahman alone is manifest as the Jagat. Isn't Brahman is what now? Manifest existence is which is experienced with the Jagat. Okay, what experience, when you experience the Jagat, now do you all experience the Jagat or not? You are experiencing the Jagat. in the form of what? Light and people and trees and everything, isn't it? Now you are experiencing the Jagat. When you are experiencing the Jagat, you are experiencing Brahman or not? You are experiencing Brahman as what? As existence of the Jagat, isn't it? That existence is what? Manifest existence. Suppose the whole Jagat is not. Now you can understand what is pure existence. Jagat plus existence is manifest existence. Existence, don't say Jagat minus existence. Okay? Jagat minus existence means zero. And understand now. Existence minus Jagat is equal to pure existence. This I explained very well in Drik Drishya Viveka class. Drik Drishya class. Remember? I explained this very well. See, same thing I explained there also. Drik Drishya class I explained. What is chain? Gold plus name and form is equal to chain. What is it? Chainy gold. What is pure gold? Gold minus namarupa is pure gold. Gold minus name and form is equal to pure gold. Gold with name and form chain is equal to chain or manifest gold. Chain minus gold is equal to zero. That's you know. Chain minus gold is equal to zero. Gold plus name and form chain is equal to manifest gold. As the chain, gold minus namur name from chain is equal to pure gold. Therefore, you use the same steps for Jagat now. Jagat, isn't it? Jagat plus existence is equal to manifest existence as Jagat. Jagat minus existence is equal to zero. And existence minus name and form Jagat is equal to pure existence. So whenever you are experiencing the Jagat, you are choicelessly experiencing the existence. You want Brahman experience? We want to experience Brahman. Do you need to sit in meditation to experience Brahman? Do you need to go to caves? Proper teaching doesn't say that in the Kachamucha, all problem with the non-traditional things, you know. In traditional class teaching, doesn't say all these things. So clear. Therefore, so before the chain was made, there must have been pure gold. Before the chain came into being, what would have been? Pure gold. Now where is gold after the chain is made? In the form of chain. Therefore, the whole universe, before the universe came into being, what would have been? Pure existence. Now, after Jagat has come into being, again what is here? Brahman alone is manifest as the universe. Therefore, in Chandogya Upanishad, there is a very important quotation. Nobody can ever miss this quotation. Okay, you don't need to study all Chandogyam, I'll teach you later on. But remember this, the Upanishad presents the existence. Sad eva saumya idam agre asit. idam vishvam, if you ask, swarnameva asit purvam. We show the chain and say, what is it? Purvam swarnameva asit. Before there was only gold. Idam chain, this chain was before pure gold. That gold is now this pure chain, this chain. Is it clear now? Before this universe came into being, what was there before? Pure existence. Therefore, what does it mean? There's never a time when existence is not. Nityam. Then the universe is, what is there now? Existence is still in the form of universe. Now, when the universe resolves, again what will be there continuously? Existence. With the Namarupa, manifest existence. Without Namarupa, pure existence. Before the universe came, pure existence. With the universe, manifest existence. After the universe goes, pure existence. Is it clear now? Therefore, this existence is manifest existence, Brahmanubhuti. You are always experiencing Brahman. Everything you are experiencing Brahman alone. Existence alone. But if you want to, one thing you have to remember, the pure existence cannot be experienced. When you are experiencing, you are experiencing the manifest existence, but you can never, never experience pure existence. Why? Because pure existence is not available for objectification. Pure existence is not available for objectification. Pure existence is not an object of knowledge. Therefore, pure existence can never be experienced. Unknowable, unobjectifiable, imperceptible, aprameyo, no? Aprameyaha, achintyaha. Remember all those things? Because imperceptible, unobjectifiable, unknowable, because it is not an object. Whenever you say it cannot be experienced, means anything which is not available for experience, which is not available for objectification, is mistaken for non-existent. Isn't it? So not being available for objectification does not mean it is non-existent. Is it clear? Why it is not available for objectification? Because the pure existence is always available as pure consciousness, as the subject of knowledge. Pure existence is always available for knowledge, recognition as the very subject of knowledge, as the pure consciousness. If you want to know the pure Sat, you will not find pure Sat. Pure Sat is pure Chit, pure consciousness. Understand now? Pure existence is pure consciousness. Therefore, it is available for recognition only as subject of knowledge, not as an object of knowledge. Is it clear? This is what is the Kimartham. Now you understand why the first section of the second Mundaka presents Srishtihi, Srishti Prakriya or Karnakarya Prakriya. It's clear now why it presents. To arrive at the truth of the universe, it presents, and the whole universe is effect. It has come into being from Brahman. Therefore, Brahman is the Karanam, universe is the Karyam. That means Brahman is not away from the universe, because it is the Karanam. No cause away from the Karyam. If it is not away from the Karyam, Jagat, then I should be able to experience it. Yes, you can experience. All the time is available for experience. But how to understand that? Now, how to understand what is this Karanam? It is not any kind, like a wood is very grass, table is effect, you can easily perceive it. Whereas existence is the abstract truth. Abstract, isn't it? It is not grass. It is available for understanding. It is not available for, it's not perceptible. You can't see the existence through eyes. You can't hear the existence through ears. You can't smell the existence. You can't taste the existence. But you can understand existence with every object, tasted object, smelt object. Fragrance is, when you say smelling is also what? Existence is experienced with every experienced object, smelt, tasted, seen, heard, touched object. Isn't it? And that existence is the manifest existence. And how to arrive at it? Every karanam, how to understand existence is the Brahman. I'm experiencing Brahman. To understand that, you should know Brahman is existence. To understand that, you should know the features of the cause. Every cause has these four features. What is that which has these four features? Then you arrive at it, this existence alone has these four features. Ekam, Nityam, Sarvagatam, Swatantram. Then, that existence I am experiencing with every Namarupam. Only manifest existence, Sadabhasaha. But Shuddha Satta. Now, you can say, this manifest existence is sadabhasaha, or you can say sopadhikam sat. Sopadhika satta, upadhi sahita satta. Existence with upadhi, name and form, is sopadhika satta. Existence with visesha, savisesha satta. Savisesha satta, sopadhika satta, namarupam sahita satta. Isn't it? You don't see pure existence without namarupa, without upadhi, without visesha. Got the point? But pure existence is the nirupadhika satta, nirvisesha satta, Shuddha Satta, the pure existence, Nirvisesha Satta. Like what? Existence without name and form is what? Nirupadhika. Nirupadhika Satta. Nirvisesha Satta. Namarupa Rahita Satta. Pure existence is available for recognition, not as an object, but as the subject of knowledge, as pure consciousness. Is it clear? This is the main teaching. Why we have to talk about the now Srishti? Why Srishti is understood, revealed? Is it clear now?
It's obvious point, but could you just, can I please clarify that nama rupa cannot be experienced, because obviously the only experience is manifesting existence, because we think we can experience nama rupa.
Initially, you have to go step by step like that. See, when you say I see the water, you see only the wave, so you can't undo the wave. you have to see the wave, then from the wave alone, you arrive at the H2O. Then you have to say, now yes, I see the water with the wave. There's another step you have to say, I see only the water. Okay? That means not that you don't see the wave, you still see the wave, but that means wave is as though. Doesn't mean you don't see the wave. Still wave is. You can't deny. Wave is not a non-existent thing. Myth, isn't it? But actually what is there is only water. Similarly, actually what is there is only Brahman. But still, you can't deny our hunger and thirst, you know, tiredness and sleep, drowsiness, and then these things. You can't, they're all there, no? Swamiji always says, if anybody says Jagat is not there, okay, put the person starvation for a few days. And then, first thing, I will just get up and done away because hunger is one thing which we can't stand.
Okay. Swamiji, all the steps are clear, apart from that last one where the link, so I can understand how pure existence is not available as an object, then go from there to why it's available as pure consciousness. What is that step? There's a big, seems like a jump.
There's no. Upanishad teaches that. Upanishad teaches, because, see, we think, that's Upanishad. We can't jump. Upanishad takes us step by step. If you want to see that pure existence, because you cannot believe, the human mind cannot believe, accept the existence of something which is not available for experience. So you always look for experience. That is why people always know we are studying Shastram. You know, studying. We have intellectual knowledge, but there's no experience. Swamiji hates such thing. What is it? Don't experience. If you don't experience, you don't understand, be in the class. The very question shows you have to listen for some more time. That's all. Swamiji, I tell you, we never heard this word. Swamiji's teachings, amazing. I never saw another teacher like that. You know, he just says, people want to Hadi Shastram for some time, then they want to sit in meditation and they want to have experience, self-experience. Now, Upanishad is a Pramana Grantaha. Why do we say? It has to take a step by step, Chaka Chandra Nyaya. You know, the mother, when she walks, the baby is 2-year-old, just started walking. Give the small finger, don't give the whole hand. Hand is so tiny, small, little hand with small, tiny fingers. It can't hold the whole hand. So give your small, little finger is too much for the baby's palm, okay? And it has to hold tightly like this, baby. And holding his mother's finger, this small finger, the child has to walk along with the mother. And how should the mother walk? With the gif, no? Isn't it? Not like that. And then she can walk, she can jump and run, and she can do anything. But the poor child, small feet, can't keep there because only this long is the foot. This whole thing. So the pace is what? Slowly. The mother has to walk slowly. Most slowly along to, that is the fastest walk for the child. You know, child's fastest walk is the what? The slowest walk of the mother, isn't it? Not even slow, mother very slowly walk, step by step, step by step. Na Shruti Mata, our buddhi is like a baby's. Babies, our buddhi is like a baby's feet. And Shruti Mata is like a mother's fast speed. But she's so slow. It takes us step by step to arrive at the truth. Shaka Chandra Nyaya, isn't it? Clearly takes. Having said this much, but do you want, because we won't, the buddhi doesn't accept. No, there is no such thing called, no? Because I don't experience existence. That is what Shunyavadi said. I don't experience, when the Jagat is not there, you know, there's no experience, though no existence. Come on, you were there, okay? When the Jagat was not there, you were there. You were there, isn't it? But you know you were not there. Okay, that's what I'm saying here. Therefore, Shastram says that pure existence you cannot experience, that because the pure existence, not that it is not there, it is not available for objectification because it is not an object. Pure existence being the very truth of everything, self of all the beings, it is not available for, it is not external to the mind, the means of perception. Means of, isn't it? It is the very truth of the mind, truth of everything, isn't it? That's why it is available as the subject of knowledge, not as an object. Available, you don't say it is not available. It's available not as an object, but as a subject of knowledge. And what is subject of knowledge? I. Available as subject of knowledge, I, as the content of I, and as what? Pure consciousness. Therefore, Sat, the existence of the universe, the truth of the universe is nothing but Chit, the pure consciousness. Okay? Therefore, first section ends. The first section mainly deals with Sat aspect, the Brahman. What is the main subject matter of the first section of second Mundaka? Sat or Satta, the existence as Brahman, as Paramatma. And the next section of the Mundaka, second Mundaka, deals with the Chit aspect. Why? The Upanishad aims at revealing the oneness of Sat and Chit, which is otherwise called Jivatma Paramatma Aikyam. Jivatma Parama, Jivatma Swarupa Paramatma Aikyam is the main teaching of the Upanishad. So, you know, next section, it deals only with the Chit aspect. Is it clear? Sat aspect is discussed in the first section. Chit aspect is discussed in the second section. And what is now you know very well. So from here we come to the next section now. The Chit. What is Chit now? Chit is pure consciousness. So where is, how is it available? Pure consciousness also is not available for objectification because it is not an object. It is the very subject of knowledge. It is the Atma, the self of all the beings. And how, where to arrive at this Chit here? Chit is available for recognition as I means. And what is this Chit? Isn't it? So it is distinct from, now again, like what? Vilakshanam, isn't it? Distinct from, no, sthula, sukshma, karna, sharirad, vyatiriktam. Vyatiriktam, vilakshanam means what? You have to really, to understand Atma, you have to study that definition of Atma in Muntattva Bodha. Sthula, sukshma, karna, sharirad, vyatiriktam. Vyatiriktaha. Panchakosha, atitaha. Avasthatraya, sakshi, san. Satchidananda Swarupa Sanna Yastishtati Sa Atma. Okay, so here you have to say what? That which is distinct. So, when you say distinct, you understand what? This Atma, the consciousness, is not an integral part of the body or the mind or the senses or the pranas. It is not integral part. It is not even produced by any of them. It is not a property of any of them. That means this Atma is what? Distinct, though not distant. But this Atma, the consciousness, pervades the entire body, mind, and complex. and enlivens the body mind sense complex, energizes the body mind sense complex, isn't it? It lends sentiency and consciousness to the body mind sense complex, and this consciousness also is one. These bodies are many, minds are many, these are all many. Again, you have to see now. The same you have to bring in here. Ekam, Nityam, Sarvagatam, Swatantram. This consciousness is one, and this consciousness, bodies are many, because consciousness is not limited by the boundaries of body, mind, sense complex. Therefore, what? Therefore, consciousness is all pervasive. Consciousness is one, and consciousness is eternal. Isn't it? Nitya sarvagata sthanuhu achaloyam sanatanaha avyaktoyam achintyoyam avikaryoyam uchyate najayate mriyate vakada chite. So, all second chapter verse, you have to memorize to remember all these things. You know, then, you know, this consciousness is one, consciousness is eternal, and consciousness is independent, and consciousness is all-pervasive. Therefore, consciousness, chit and sat are one and the same. How, where did this jump, how did we jump to this? There is no jumping here, because of the time I am jumping, okay? Consciousness is one, hat is chit. They are not two different things. And here, the whole of the important verses, I had to say a few more things, I'll say next class. The important is, mantras you have to remember. Natatra suryo bhati na chandra tarakam. And then, brahmaiveda mamurtam, brahmaiva purastaprastat, brahma paratna. We hear all that is here is only Brahman. What is there in front is Brahman. What is above is Brahman. What is below is Brahman. What is here is Brahman. There is something which is not Brahman here. That mantra and Atra Surya Bhati, these two mantras are the important mantras. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.